Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillin, the laws of prayer in the Sefer Avot, Book of Love, which we continue and finish up the primary halacha of the Tefillah of the Shemayin Esrei itself, with the discussion regarding the times of when one is supposed to daven. As Rambam gives halacha alf regarding the times for Shachar, Mincha, Musaf, Ma'ariv, Tefillah Sashachar, the prayer of the morning, Mitzvasa, it's Mitzvah, Sheyaschel, Espal, Imhonei Tzacham, that one should start davening it, the Shemayin Esrei, with the rising of the sun. So when the sun starts coming out on the top of the mountains. Uzman, and the time goes Atzev Sharaviz until the fourth hour of the day. Shishlishazim, which is the third of the day. Vimavar, now if he passes that by Oitovis Baal Achar Arba, or he makes a mistake and he davens after 4 hours of the day, but it's Ad Chatzayim until midday, Yotzi Dei Chayvis Tefillah, he has fulfilled his obligation of davening, but he has not fulfilled his obligation of davening in its appropriate time, which is only up until four halachic hours. Shekshem Shetefillah Mitzah Minatev, because just like the prayer itself is a biblical mitzah, Kach Mitzah Midivreim, so there's a rabbinic mitzah, L'spal Lois B'Zman, to daven in its appropriate time, K'mishu Tiknu L'on Chachamim, or Nevi'im, like it was instituted for us by the sages and the prophets. Halacha Beis, now Kvar Man already said in Perek Aleph Halacha Hei, Shetefillah HaMincha, that the afternoon prayer, K'negu Tamash Abayin Abayim, Tiknu Zman, they instituted its time, correlating to the afternoon daily sacrifice that they would bring. Now, l'fisha yehad tamid kar b'chol yom. Now, since every single day they would sacrifice this daily sacrifice, b'teisha shoyis hamechza, in 9.5 hours into a 12-hour day, so tiknu zman and b'teisha shoyis hamechza, they instituted that its time to daven should be 9.5 hours into the day. V'ha nikras mincha k'tan, this is what's called the small mincha, because you will only have an hour and a quarter, as we'll say regarding plaga mincha shortly. So you only have an hour and a quarter, so that's a very small amount of time, and that's when you should daven mincha. Now, but ulafisha be'erva Pesach shechalis be'erva Shabbos, since there was times, specifically on Erev Pesach, which was on the Erev Shabbos, which you would limit the amount of things you could do, where everyone had to bring the Karm Pesach and be done, because you can't do Malacha once it's already Shabbos. So the Karm Pesach had to be after the Karm Tumet. So they would do the daily afternoon sacrifice as early as possible, which was 6.5 hours into the day. So it was after Chatzais, but a half hour after, and like literally, that was that early. So they said, so if someone does daven mincha after what would be on a perfect day, 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day, yata, he has fulfilled his obligation. And therefore, when it comes this time, that's the time of its obligation. But yeah, is what's called mincha gedayla, the large mincha, because its time is from 6.5 hours till 9.5 hours, which is much bigger than the time of the mincha gedayla. Harbei, many people have the custom l'spal gedolu gitana to daven mincha both by the mincha gedolu, which is 6.5 hours into the day, and by mincha gitana, which is 9.5 hours into the day. But for achas shoshos, one of them obligatory, and one of them is a voluntary one. Now the hayru mixes are going. Now some of the goyim have ruled she'in ro l'spal rishos ela gedolu, that which one should be the one that your voluntary one should be the earlier one, the one by mincha gedolu. And v'chena did nice, and that's what logic would dictate, because m'neshi k'neged davish ein etar d'b'chol yom, because that correlates to a time of the Karban Tumet that's not really so constant, because it's really only in the case of Erev Pesach, if it was an Erev Shabbos, that only then would they bring the Karban Tumet 6.5 hours into the day. Now, v'mispal ha'gedel l'chayva, but if you daven the first one, mecha gedel as obligatory, then lo yisbal g'tani l'rishos, and obviously the second one should only be an optional one, and then you have to introduce something novel in one of the brachas to let it know that it's in the davin, not a chayva, as we said in Perek Av, Alocha Tes. Now, halamata, so you learn as follows. Shizman mincha gedayla, the time of the mincha gedayla is m'shei shoyis hamechza, is from 6.5 hours into the day, at tesha shoyis hamechza until 9.5 hours into the day. And some have the gears over here. Vizman mincha ketana, and the time of mincha ketana is m'tesha shoyis hamechza, is from 9.5 hours into the day, at shei shor minayim shorvi, until you're remaining with the day an hour and a quarter. So, because there's essentially, you have this 2.5 hours, but if you break that up into half, you have an hour and a quarter for the mincha ketana, and that's what's called, you get up to what's called plaga mincha, half of that, and you remain with an hour and a quarter. However, one has the ability, so you do it up until an hour and a quarter, but a person does have the option to daven the mincha achatishka achama until the sun sets. That's that optional area of the mincha ketana for another hour and a quarter. Halacha hey, now tefillas hamasafen, the prayer of the Musaf, Zman Achat Tfilas HaShachar. You're supposed to say it, daven it after you daven Shachas. At Sheva Shas V'yam, up until 7 hours into the day, meaning including the sixth hour, but up until then. Now, the Mespal, Achat Sheva Shas, if someone does daven it after 7 hours, after Bisha Pasha, although he's negligent, Yotzi Dechibasai, he has fulfilled his obligation, because ultimately its time is all day. It's just the Ketchil, one should be davening it up until 7 hours into the day, as the Gemara learns out from Drashas, how we know that that's the Ketchil time that it should be. Halacha Vav. Now, Tfilas Erev, the prayer of the evening, although it's not obligatory, Myriv, I'm a spotless, but if someone does daven it, which we already explained that all the Jewish people accepted upon themselves as obligatory, it's time, it's from the beginning of the night, until the break of dawn. With Tfilas Ne'ilah, the prayer of Ne'ilah, which is by a fast day, it's time, is that you could finish it, very close to when the sun is setting. Halacha Zayin, regarding if someone davens too early. If someone davens a prayer before its designated time, he has not fulfilled his obligation, and he has to go ahead and daven over in its appropriate time. Now, if someone did daven shachas in the pressing situation, before Netz, after the break of dawn, he has fulfilled the obligation. Now, actually, one has an opportunity, an option, to daven Ma'ariv, Shalili Shabbos, of Friday nights, Be'erev Shabbos, when it's still daytime of Friday, before the sun has set, meaning from what we call Plaga Mincha, from the end of the first half of Mincha Gitana, which is another hour and a quarter till the end of the day. And Mechin Yispal Arvish on Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos. Someone could even daven Ma'ariv on Matzah Shabbos when necessary, on when it's still Shabbos. And the reason is Lefisha Tefillas Arvish Shabbos, because Ma'ariv is optional, which is really only going regarding davening Matzah Shabbos on Shabbos itself. But Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, you don't need that reason, because that there's a mitzvah to be Meisim Mechil Al Kodesh, and you actually want to do this early Shabbos to add on to Shabbos itself. So therefore, imedak bezmana, but at least regarding the Matzah Shabbos on late on Shabbos, very close to the end, you're not careful regarding its time. But ulvan shikah krishma bezmana achat tzitzik chacham, as long as you're careful to say the krishma in its designated time after the stars have come out. Halacha ches, regarding making up a tefillah. Kol misha avol bezman tefillah v'lo hispal, whoever missed the time of davening and didn't daven. So if he did b'mezid deliberately, ein lo takana, there's no remedy, v'ein mashalim, he cannot make it up. B'shoygi, if it was by mistake, b'shoy onus, it was beyond his control, oitardu, he was busy with things, he was overcome. So mashal maisa tefillah, then he can make up that tefillah, b'zman tefillah smuchala, in the time of the prayer that comes right after it. U'makdim tefillah shebizmana, and you first daven the tefillah of that time that you're up to, and then afterwards you daven the one that you're making up from the one before that you missed. Halacha test Ketzer Hausas, Ram illustrates. Someone made a mistake, and he didn't daven shachas. Now it's already after midday, so it's already too late to daven the shachas. So he spal mincha shtayim. What he does is he daven mincha, when it's time for mincha, he davens two minchas. Rishayna tefillas mincha. The first one will be for the one that you're up to, tefillah of mincha. Vashni tashlum shachas. And the second will be a makeup for the shachas that was missed. Tovel yispal mincha shashaka chama. Let's say someone made a mistake, he didn't daven mincha until the sun set. Yispal arvish taim. So he should daven ma'ariv two times. Again, rishayna arvish. The first one will be ma'ariv. Vashni tashlum mincha. The second will be making up for the mincha that was missed. Tovel yispal arvish. Let's say someone made a mistake, he didn't daven ma'ariv shalom arashacha. It's already after the break of dawn. So mispal shachar shtayim. He davens two shachrises, meaning, so to speak, rishayna shachris. The first one will be the shachris. Vashni tashlum arvish. And the second will be making up for the ma'ariv that he missed. Now, let's say someone made a mistake, it didn't daven, not this prayer, not the one after that. So, then you can only make up the last one, only that one. So, let's say someone made a mistake, didn't daven, not shachas, not mincha. You can daven ma'ariv two tefillas. The first one will be ma'ariv. And the one after that will be a makeup for the mincha that's before it. Of a shachas, but shachas were two before it. There's no makeup, because it already missed its time, which is only the one right after. Something applies to all other prayers too. And the Halacha Yud Aleph, which talks about regarding the mincha, regarding coming before Mosiv. So Hilafon of Shtei Tefillos, if he had in front of him two prayers, Shal Mincha B'Shem Asafen, to daven mincha or Mosiv, because, for example, let's say he comes up to the time of mincha already and he didn't daven Mosiv yet. So Mispal Shal Mincha, first daven mincha ba'achar Mispal Shal Masafen, and then he daven the tefillah of Musaf. The reason that is because mincha is every single day, Musaf is not, and that's what's called Tadav Shein Tadav. If something more constant, something that's not so constant, Tadav Koyim, the constant one is first. But says the Rambam, B'yesh Mishemerda, those who rule Shein Oisim Etzibekim. But when you're in a minion, you don't do this. Kedei Shalitu, that they shouldn't make a mistake, and rather you do Musaf and then mincha. And the reason for that is because they might come to do that another day too, even before Zman Mincha, that they'll build up to most and say, oh, we have to have mincha first, and that'll be incorrect. So therefore, when you're in the minyan, some rule says the Ram that you always do musaf, and then you do mincha.